And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea is no more. And I saw the holy city, the New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne, saying, Behold, the dwelling of God is with mankind, and he will dwell with them, and they will be his peoples, and God himself will be with them. And he will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and there will be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying nor pain will there be any more, because the former things have passed away. And the one seated on the throne said, Behold, I am making all things new. And he says, Write, because these words are faithful and true. And he said to me, It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the one who thirsts, I will give freely from the fountain of the water of life. The one who overcomes will inherit these things, and to him I will be God, and to me he shall be a son. But for the cowardly and faithless and depraved and murderers and fornicators and sorcerers and idolaters and all the liars, their share is in the lake burning with fire and sulphur, which is the second death. And one of the seven angels that had the seven bowls full of the seven last plagues came and spoke to me, saying, Come, I will show you the bride, the wife of the Lamb. And he carried me away in the spirit onto a great and high mountain, and showed me the holy city, Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, having the glory of God, her brilliance like a most precious stone, crystal clear like jasper stone. She has a great and high wall with 12 gates, and over the gates 12 angels, and names engraved which are of the 12 tribes of the sons of Israel. On the east there are 3 gates, on the north 3 gates, on the south 3 gates, and on the west 3 gates. And the wall of the city has 12 foundations, and on them 12 names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. And the one speaking to me had a measure, a golden reed, to measure the city and her gates and her wall. And the city lies square, and her length the same as her breadth. And he measured the city with the reed at 12,000 stadia. Her length and breadth and height are equal. And he measured her wall at 144 cubits by man's measure, which is an angel's. And her wall is encrusted with jasper, and the city is pure gold like clean glass. The foundations of the wall of the city are adorned with every precious stone, the first foundation jasper, the second sapphire, the third chalcedony, the fourth emerald, the fifth sardonyx, the sixth carnelian, the seventh chrysolite, the eighth beryl, the ninth topaz, the tenth chrysoprasus, the 11th jacinth, and the 12th amethyst. And the 12 gates are 12 pearls, each one of the gates was one pearl apiece, and the street of the city is pure gold like clear glass. And I did not see a sanctuary in her, because the Lord God Almighty is her sanctuary, also the Lamb. And the city has no need for the sun or the moon to shine upon her, for the glory of God gives her light, and her lamp is the Lamb. And by her light the nations shall walk, and the rulers of the earth bring their glory into her. And her gates shall never be closed by day, and there will be no night there. And they will bring the glory and the honour of the nations into her. And by no means shall anything impure enter her, nor anyone doing what is shameful and false, only those written in the scroll of life of the Lamb. And he showed me a river of the water of life, bright as crystal, coming out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. Between her street and the river, on both sides, are trees of life producing 12 fruits. Throughout each month they give their fruit, and the leaves of the trees are for the healing of the nations. And no more will there be any curse, and the throne of God and of the Lamb will be in her, and his servants will serve him, and they will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads. And there will be no more night, and they will have no need of the light of the lamp or the light of the sun, because the Lord God will give them light, and they will reign for ever and ever.